This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 21st of March. There are warnings of gales in Rockall, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. High German Bight, 1023. Expected Latvia, 1025 by 1800 on Saturday. Atlantic Low expected 150 miles south of Iceland, 976. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sira, south at Sira, 40s. Southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fog patches except in Cromarty. Good, occasionally very poor except in Cromarty. Fisher, German Bight. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 or 5 later. Fog patches. Good, occasionally very poor. Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 3 or 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or 4 later in South Biscay. Fair, good. Trafalgar, cyclonic, becoming easterly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly later in North, 4 to 6. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in South Fitzroy, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Sole. Mainly fair. Good. Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4. Fair. Good. Irish Sea. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4 later. Fog patches at first. Good. Occasionally very poor at first. Shannon. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. West or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, except in Malin, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Rockall. Rain or showers, moderate or good. Bailey, west or southwest 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 later, perhaps storm 10 later. Wintry showers, rain later, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Faroes, southwest 7 or gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 for a time, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Wintry showers, then rain. Good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly becoming cyclonic later, 7 to severe gale 9. Wintry showers, rain later. Moderate to very poor. Light icing near Iceland. Now we have the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 3, mist, 4 miles, 1018, now falling. Stornoway, west by south 3, slight rain, 2 miles, 1015, rising slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 6, mist, 5 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Wake Automatic, west 3, 12 miles, now falling. Aberdeen, south-southwest 2, 13 miles, 1016, now falling. Lookers, west by south 3, 8 miles, 1018, now falling. Boomer, south-southwest 1, 6 miles, 1019, now rising. Bridlington, south by east 3, 1021, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 4, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1019. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 4, 1019, falling slowly. Jersey, east-northeast 4, mist, 2 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Scilly Automatic, northeast 3, mist, 3 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast 1, mist, 4 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Aberporth, east-southeast 1, 6 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valley, north 1, mist, 3 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, East 2, mist, 1 mile, 1,020, falling slowly. Valencia, East 1, mist, 4 miles, 1,020, now falling. Ronaldsway, North by West 2, mist, 4 miles, 1,020, falling slowly. Malin Head, southwest 4, 5 miles, 1,019, falling slowly. Macrahanish Automatic, southwest 1, mist, 2 miles, 1,020, steady. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 20th of March. The general situation. An area of high pressure will be dominant across the United Kingdom over the next couple of days, maintaining settled conditions with only light or moderate breezes in most areas. However, fronts will edge into the far northwest with fresh or strong winds across Shetland and northwest Scotland and strengthening further from Saturday night as an area of low pressure moves northeast near Iceland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then mainly southerly or southeasterly later. Fair, then rain at times in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Mainly fair, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, becoming variable for a time 2 to 4. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, south or southeast, becoming variable for a time near Whitby, 2 to 4. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in north. Fog patches at first in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in north. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later in north, fair, moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Isle of Man, south 2 or 3, mainly fair, moderate or good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor in east. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 3 or less, becoming southerly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwesterly 3 or 4 at first in north, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6 later. Fair, then occasional rain or drizzle. Good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, west or northwest, backing southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional drizzle or showers. Good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, west or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, showers later. Good, occasionally moderate. That completes the shipping bulletin and indeed our schedule of programmes for another day. As always, we'll hand over to the BBC World Service in a moment to take us through the night, beginning with the latest news in a moment. Lisa Costello will be here bright and early to open up Radio 4 for the new day at 5:30. One more listening option if you're staying up on Radio 3 in just a moment, Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony, performed by the Spanish orchestra, the Orquesta Sinfonica RTVE in Madrid, Deliana Lazarova, the conductor. Thanks for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. This is Ron Brown at Broadcasting House in London. For me, tonight's newsreader Alan Smith, and everyone, do have a restful night and a good start to the weekend. Good night.
At 1 o'clock GMT, this is the newsroom with me, Keith Adams. Coming up, President Trump has dismissed talk of a ceasefire with Iran.
They don't have a navy. They don't have an air force. They don't have any equipment. They don't have any spotters. They don't have anti-aircraft. They don't have radar. And their leaders have all been killed.
And he says he's thinking about winding down the war. We'll try to find out what it all means with our Washington correspondent. We hear from the journalist in Israel who's been pressured by online gamblers to change a story.
They started threatening me personally. They started threatening my family. They said that I'm going to make them lose nearly $1 million and they're going to invest more than that to, quote unquote, finish me.
And has Hollywood gone too far with weight loss?
It's encompassing all different age groups, social classes, ethnicities, with a sense of despair.
But first, we have a bulletin of world news.
BBC News with Chris Barrow. President Trump has sent mixed messages over his plans for the war with Iran. Shortly after telling reporters in Washington that he didn't want a ceasefire, he posted on social media that the US was considering winding down its military campaign. Mr. Trump said the US was getting very close to meeting its objectives. Tom Bateman is in Washington.
President Trump lists his goals of destroying Iran's conventional capabilities and never allowing it to get close to nuclear capability. But he doesn't say how the latter is being achieved. Mr. Trump goes on to say the Strait of Hormuz will have to be guarded by other nations who use it, but he says the US will help them. Nothing in his social media post alludes to how Iran's current control of the strait would be countered, nor how reopening it would be maintained.
Iranian media are reporting explosions overnight in and near the capital Tehran and in the city of Isfahan, linked